W3ZPC in Buffalo, Sam.
Yeah, this is W3SC up. We're set the 146 setting up the ARRL, Maryland DC section net. Starting the net in about 10 minutes. So we will reserve the repeater for the ARRL net. W3ICF, back to you for a comment.
Hey Phil, W3ICF and 3ZPC. Sorry, I was just looking at the grocery store waiting for my wife and thought I'd give a call here in the repeater, so I didn't realize there was a net on. 73 and 3ZPC mobile.
No problem, Dave. I was just trying to I was using your break there to sort of tell the listening audience there 73 is going to be dedicated in a few minutes to the net, and you're most welcome to join in either directly with Echo Link to the WASH _ conference server or to join in from the 146.730 repeater when the net starts. So hear from you or you can listen or whatever there, Dave, W3ICF. And thanks for giving me an opportunity to tell the repeater audience that it is going to be used here for the ARRL, Maryland DC section.
Okay, Phil, real good. Yeah, I'll go ahead and clear so you guys can start your net or whatever, and 3ZPC.
Listen in or join in, it's your choice, Dave, W3ICF, going back to monitor mode.
Welcome to the WV3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the February Maryland DC section EchoLink conference. Thank you for joining us. We're going to give it just a few more moments here so that we don't have any alibis check in and we miss them. So just stand by. We'll get right back to you. This is KB3MXM. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. So thank you for joining us. This is the Maryland DC EchoLink conference held once a month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW's EchoLink node, WASH _DC. I'm glad you joined us for this evening's conference. We'll cover what's going on in the section. You all should have gotten your section news in your email inbox. If not, you can find it on the ARRL website under MDC section. I think you'll find some interesting things in there this month. And I put a special feature of the month article in there about mines on the air, and I'll talk a little bit about that as we move through this evening. We'll take breaks along the way to let the repeaters reset. And remember to do so while you're communicating. And we'll go down the section list, and then we'll move on to the repeaters and all of our friends here on the node. So stand by. We'll be right back. So we have some repeaters that are tied in with us this evening. Those that are coming through RF into their local repeater will not be able to see the list. So if I could just have everyone please give their name when I call your call sign, introduce yourself, so those on the repeater will be able to identify you as well. So we'll get started. So this last month has been rather interesting. We came through New Year's pretty good. We got some snowstorms. It's rather busy. The government shutdown was going on. And now we're back to very unseasonably warm weather. But, you know, that's about to change. Our friends to the south in southern Maryland and the southern eastern shore, might see some winter precipitation this evening. And then cold weather joins the entire area over the next few days. Break. For those of you that do know, I'm sure you've been following along on social media. We have a social media site in Twitter. So you look at the tweets there. It's at MDCARRL. And try to populate as much of that as possible. And if you see something there you like, just like it. And it helps those that are contributing to know what interests you in social media. We also have a Facebook page as well, and we also have our section website at the MDC address, ARRL-MDC.org. Break. All right, so let's get started. We've got some repeaters that are tied in with us this evening. I really appreciate those operators that participate through their repeater systems and allow John to connect to them. That's very, very important because we cover the state from the Appalachians in western Maryland to the coast and from the Mason-Dixon all the way down to the end of the Potomac and the Chesapeake Bay. So the section likes to join us here, and repeaters give them an opportunity to join us on the net here on Echo Link. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 3, Mike, X-ray Mike. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC section manager. So let's go through some of the activities that are going on within the section. If you look at your section news, you'll notice that always included are the ham fests and other activities that are going on within the area. So we like to include that. We also include the repeaters. If you'd like your repeater added to that list, just send an email to the section manager. That's my call sign at the league, and we'll add your repeater information to that link. If you'd like it removed, do the same. So the upcoming Ham Fest, the next interesting one is actually in South Park Township in Pennsylvania out west. We've got the Wash Fest 2019 for those in our western areas, and that's sponsored by the Wireless Association of the South Hills Amateur Radio Club. So you can find that in the section news. We try to include as much information that we can and some contact information as well. And then we've got the
D3JQQ
are in the Pennsylvania area at Plymouth Meeting. And that's the North American Shortwave Association. And if you're an avid shortwave listener, I would encourage you to attend. And there's a lot of interesting stuff. You'll learn about public safety frequencies, and you're going to learn about shortwave. You're going to learn about commercial radio and a whole bunch of other things. Visit that website, and you'll see what's going on. The next Ham Fest for Maryland, D.C. area, would be the Fed Fest. And that would be on March the 16th. It's going to be at the Independent Hose Company in Frederick, Maryland. You can find information both on the league website for Hamfest and also on the Maryland DC site. Stand by. Be right back. I added a little section that shows what testing and what training was going on. Now, I have to kind of scan through all the club websites or look at the VECs, the Laurel VECs. But if you have information about training and or testing at your amateur radio club or activities, and you send me an email where I can find that monthly, and I'll go there and I'll pick it up. All right, I'll put it in my favorites. Also included in this month was some activities that are going on with the B&O Railroad. They're having a Morse code and telegraph intro. There's a registration fee to get there, but I think it'll be very, very interesting. You'll see some of the opportunities that in the Morse code and telegraph areas, especially with railroads. And also, I put in there some information about the upcoming AMSAT 50th anniversary program. So please take a chance to look at that break. I'm sure some of you might be interested in DXing or have done that in the past. There's some information in there about DXing. I put some helpful links in there. I'll try to rotate them every month or so. And I encourage you to go there and then bookmark them so you can go back again. Matter of fact, one that's happening to our north is the Canadian National Parks on the Air event. It runs from January the 1st throughout the year. And much like the national parks here in the U.S., I think it's a great idea. You get to not only talk to those folks that go out to their national parks, but you get a little bit of insight into Canada, and it's a great lesson in geography. I think all of you would enjoy it. Break. And speaking of contesting, if you haven't yet visited the new ARRL contest portal, I encourage you to do so. Look for the words new in the section news. And I like the layout. I really do. I think it's well done. And I'm looking forward to seeing some more of that improvements in the league website, Rick. All right, that's all I'm going to read out of the section news. I'll leave the rest of it up to you. There's some nice information in there, and you should certainly read through it and see if there's anything that holds your interest. and let us know what you like, and we'll try to continue to put that in there for you. All right, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at my list here and see what repeaters we have online. We have a couple, and what I usually do is I'll ask someone on the repeater, like, for example, W3SMD out of Maryland, is there anyone there? And if there's someone there, I usually ask the first person to go ahead and check in, tell us what's going on in your area, and then pass it to the next person on the repeater, and then if that's all done, we'll bring it back here. So let's go to W3SMD, the link system in Maryland. Do we have anybody on that system? Your call sign, and remember to give your name, too. Thank you.
Kilo 3, Romeo, Romeo, Papa, Ray.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Is there anything you'd like to add to the net? Any activities going down there, going on down in your area that's radio-related? Go ahead.
Nothing that I need to add to the net, I don't think. I'm sure there's probably plenty of activities going on. I'm just experimenting around, as I was last month, with different Echo Link clients, and this time I decided to connect to the repeater in Annapolis and come in that way to the net.
Okay, Ray, thank you very much. Is there anyone else on the W3SMB link system out of Southern Maryland? Go ahead with your call sign and name, please.
3AO Ron.
Okay, thank you. Was that Ron? Was that R-O-N, Ron, again, please, and your call sign?
Negative. Roland. Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, Alpha, November. And the call sign is Kilowatt Echo 3, Alpha, Oscar.
Oh, good evening, Ron. How are you? KE3AO, great CW call sign. Fantastic. Thank you for joining us, too, this evening. I've got you on the list. All right. Is there anyone else on the Southern Maryland link system that would like to check in before we move on? Go ahead. All right. Very good. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now we're going to go over to the N3HF. So if you look at your list or you happen to have looked at the news, you'll see we have N3HF, a dash R, and dash L. So let's go alphabetically. Let's go with dash L first. Is there anyone on the N3HF dash L? Your call sign, and please give your name. Thank you. All right, very good. We didn't hear anybody out of Ocean City, so we'll move on. Thank you very much. How about the N3HF dash R? Do we have anybody over there? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. How about the WB3GXW? WB3GXW repeater, is there anyone checked in there? Give your call sign and your first name, please.
Good evening, Marty. WB3GXW, name is John, and the bulletins will be on tomorrow starting at 8 o'clock. And anybody wishing to upgrade their amateur license, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be good to go tomorrow at 0900 at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street. Walk-ins are welcome. Back to net control. Over.
Okay, John. Thank you very much, and that's the way we do it right there. Thank you very much for checking in, and thank you for letting us use your system there. And I think John's doing some upgrades on the server side, and he's looking for a little bit of help on that, and I'll let him describe it if necessary. But we'll give him a chance to do that in just a moment. All right, let's see. Do I have any other repeaters here? Oh, yes, I do. Philip, oh, my goodness. W3ICF? But before I do that, is there anyone else on the GXW repeater or link system that needs to check in? Your call sign and name, please. All right, nothing heard. Let's go to W3ICF. Philip, if you're there, go ahead and check in and then call for you.
Good evening there, Marty. W3ICF here. Coming to you from down here in the basement. I don't think anybody EchoLink-wise checked in up at the repeater, but I will make a little call for them. Anybody on the 146730 repeater like to join the ARRL Capital Net, come on in here, W3ICF. Don't hear anybody out there, Marty, and I can tell by looking at the other computer no one's checked in on the EchoLink because I still got the station list. A couple of comments from me here. I had an experience this past Tuesday to Thursday with power problems, iced antennas, We had to deactivate the Echo Link from the 14673 for that period of time. There was a noise that was increased by using the Echo Link, but we got the commercial power back on Thursday. The repeater stayed up in a standalone mode okay, and the D-Star stuff stayed up. So we were fortunate that the backup power and stuff took care of things. The only other comment I'd like to make was on the ARRL letter that I received. I was happy to see that K4ZDH Riley is going to be heading up the monitoring program. I think we got the right man for the job, but that's just my own biased opinion. So, with that, W3ICF back in net control.
All right, very good, Philip. We're going to do one more repeater linked in, and then we're going to go around the horn here. We'll see Tom, our division director, is on, and his repeater's on too, so we'll do him together. Let's go with, oh, I see Scott's in there too. Scott, we'll do you on the KB3JQQ, and then we'll go over to Mike on JAI. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Not much going on here, just enjoying the slight respite from the cold, but as you said, it's going to come back. Looking at the radar, there's more coming. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
All right, Scott, thank you. Let's go to Mike, and then we're going to go around the horn, folks. Stand by. KA2JAI, Mike, go ahead and call the stations on your system, please.
KB3KWT, call. Is there anyone else on the system?
Just earlier, correction from earlier, K3RRP is on your system.
November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar Frank.
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo Gordon.
All right, very good. Nice group there. And, you know, they really should make they make contesting software. They should make software so I can manage all these people on here. It's typing all these call signs. All right, let's go to Paul. You got anything to add, Paul, KWT?
Tomorrow will be our Aries meeting, and we're having the Anne Arundel County Department of Health teach a course called Stop the Bleed. This was a Homeland Security. Teaches you how to apply bandages and use attorneys. That's all I have.
Okay, Paul. And where is that going to be held at?
At the Anne Arundel County EOC at 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much, Paul. Let's go. I already got Ray. Let's go to Frank, November 3 SEO. Frank, you got anything for the net?
Not so much. Just to reiterate about our meeting tomorrow. Should be interesting, and we'll see what happens. Back to net. Good talking to you. N3 SEO.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Frank. Let's go to Gordon. Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo. Go ahead, sir.
This is WJ3K. Paul covered most of the good stuff for Anne Arundel County. I have nothing more to add, so I'm going to sit and listen. This is WJ3K.
All right. Thank you, sir, for doing that, too. All right. Let's go around the horn. I'm going to go to our Atlantic Division Director, Tom, the W3POM, and whoever's checked in on his repeater. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening to the net. This is Tom, W3TOM. Wow, what a great net. Really appreciate you holding it here. It's a lot of good information being shared. And as Philip mentioned, the big news this week was an ARL letter, the lead article on our new volunteer monitoring program is getting cranked up. It's going to replace the OO program. We really appreciate all the effort that the OOs have put into the program over the years. But this new it's going to directly interface with the FCC. Riley Hollinsworth, K4ZDH, has been contracted to head the program. And what also is mentioned in the article is to avoid a conflict of interest, Riley has resigned as the Atlantic Division Vice Director. He's been a great team member. I've really enjoyed working with Riley, and I'm going to miss him. I'll be nominating a replacement for Riley to be replace as an Atlantic Division Vice Director here. So that's it. And I don't see anybody checked on the repeater this evening, so carry on, W3TOM.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Tom is our Atlantic Division Director. Atlantic Division covers an area from the Potomac River north to New York and over to Delaware and southern Jersey, quite an area, and we get the opportunity to have Tom in our area here, so he brings all of that information to us, and that's great. Tom just got back recently from the Board of Directors meeting that was held in Newington last month. So thank you very much, Tom. All right, let's go to WI3N. Jim, he's part of the Atlantic Division. Jim, do you have anything to add to the net, sir? Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for actually taking the net tonight. I'm kind of sitting in a recliner. I've got a pinched nerve on Monday, seeing some stuff that seems to be helping it. So anyway, but we do have, just as a couple things real quick, the Laurel Club is, as John mentioned, doing their test session tomorrow, and after the test session, they have a mentoring session. So anybody that has questions can come by and probably get some good answers. The Lark Club will also on Sunday be at the Beltsville Agricultural Center working with the D.C. Roadrunners, President's Day Run. It's a marathon, and keeping an eye on the course there. So we're still working with Bill and Tom to get the things together for parking the 205s, and more on that as it develops. So thank you, Marty. Back to Net. This is WI3N. Jim.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thank you. We're going to take a little break here for the peer board and other repeaters reset, and when we come back, Al, all the repeaters will have been reset, and you can just jump right in there. W3YVQ, you'll be next. KB3MXM, you're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section Echolink Conference here on the Wash underscore node of WB3GXW. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'll jump right in, Marty. That's okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, good evening to our Atlantic Division Director, former Section Manager, and some brass pounders I see on the list here. Good to hear you, and Tom, your call sign preceded your checking in tonight. I don't know how many people copying the W3TOM, but to me, it's just like any other language. Good evening. Last month that we broached the subject of beyond all the intricacies of Aries deployment, that it would perhaps all raise the subject quite often about what we do once we get there, wherever there is. And in NIMS ICS deployment, for example, you report to a section chief, and you may be faced with providing communications over an area that's outside your normal jurisdiction, since NIMS ICS disaster operations are not limited by our normal geographical boundaries. It's true that they may be within a state and be a few counties, or it may be several states or parts thereof. And one of the issues that ought to be addressed in our practicing has to do with the ICS form transmission and break. If you all have handled those before, you'll know that they have a two-block on them and various other information which allegedly will get the message to the right party at some point. But that normally depends upon whether or not that individual is on your local network or not. If you wish to send messages outside of your normal area or through the ICS forms in total are unsuitable for that purpose without the addition of tracking and accountability information. In other words, a preamble and an appropriate address for routing in NTS or RRI or on the Winlink system or DTM, for example. And what's often overlooked, however, is that if you connect globally to the Winlink system in part of your county through a gateway to the south, the stations at the north end of the county can connect to any other gateway of choice, and they'll get their mail. Their mail finds them on the Winlink system, which means you do not have to be in peer-to-peer range. If, on the other hand, you need to use third parties to relay an ICS form from some part of your county to another that's not in direct contact, you need to couch it in a frame that contains that tracking information. One thing that does that automatically, of course, is WinLink 2000 radio email. It creates the headers automatically, and the reply to client information is contained therein. Now, what about digital traffic network or manual ARIES and NTS nets? That's quite a different issue, Brick. In those cases where third parties are going to be handling your ICS form, the first thing you need to practice is to extract the text content of the ICS form, which includes the block numbers and titles, and the content in those blocks as text information. And you can either embed that in the body text of a radio email or attach it as a text file. FL Message provides an export function in this form that allows you to send an attachment along which will permit printing the ICS form with its blocks on the other end if that station has FL Message also. But now the real dilemma that we need to practice once we get on site is how to handle servicing and replying to ICS form messages that are sent among the respondents in an NEMS ICS deployment, particularly if they're not directly in peer-to-peer connection range. And that requires embedding the text content of the ICS form between the breaks of a radiogram. And that can be handled on the manual nets, on both voice and CW, and it can also be handled on digital traffic network. Normally on the voice nets you would use all capital letters, but the customer may wish you to use full email format, in which case radio email is your best choice. But looping back to the address issue, if you send contents of an ICS form to one of the respondents in the field somewhere out of your normal range, he has to know how to get the reply back to you, which means we need to know your client call sign, your location and means of contact. That is what radio net you're on, whether or not you're a WinLink client, etc. Otherwise, the messages cannot be serviced or replied to properly. That requires some practice. And an op note after the signature will do the trick. Break. Well, some of our counties have become quite expert at going peer-to-peer with radio email back and forth between client sites. From Prince George's County to Garrett County, they may need to use a third party, and the same applies for the Eastern Shore or Cecil County, in which case we need to know how to contact the addressee, so a normal radiogram address with an email address or phone numbers or both is extremely helpful, and it, in the signature part of the radiogram frame, an op note indicating how to recontact the originator, that is where to find you. And if you have a telephone number or an email address that you prefer for receiving your replies, so indicate. If you'll set up in your ARIES practice provisions for equipping ICS forms with that frame, including the servicing route, you'll make a lot of progress toward a very effective operation during NEMS ICS deployments. If anyone has any questions about that, feel free to contact me, and remember that our digital traffic network in RRI can handle full email formatted text between the breaks of the radiogram, so you can transmit the ICS form contents as printed. 7-3-0, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
All right, we're going to let the repeaters reset, and then I'm going to go down the list here, folks, and then I'm going to, let them reset, and then when you come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Minds on the Air. That was in the section news for those that are listening on RF and might not have read that yet. And then we'll go down the list. It should be done by 9. Stand by. All right, that should be enough time. If you read the news that just came out, and I apologize for being like right up against the wire on this one deadline. It's been a rather busy month. Obviously, I got back to work because just the way it is. So anyway, I found an interesting article about Minds on the Air. It's very much similar to Summit on the Air, Islands on the Air, anything on the air. So this guy decided, hey, there's a lot of history in our states and areas. There's a lot of mining that was going on for over many, 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 many centuries and decades, or decades and centuries. And there are many mines or abandoned mines or even some places that used to be mines. And what he did was he started this program about mines on the air, and it's pretty interesting. I think a little history. And I didn't even realize there was only a mine about 3 miles from where I live, or used to be, a chromate mine. So he's got everything explained in there, and I also added lots of good links, mostly for Maryland, but there's also some national links in there. You can find these mines. They're very easy to find. And while you're at it, you might just find something, a nice little mineral or crystal that you might find interesting in a lot of these places. Keep in mind, respect the property owners, no trespassing, folks, and no destruction here. So don't be exploring mines that you shouldn't be in. All right, stand by. We're going to get chromite mine is, yep, Soldiers of Light. You're absolutely right, Scott. Okay. When we come back, we're going to go down the list. Stand by, Sam. This is the Maryland, D.C. section, Echo Link Conference. All right, top of the list, I've got K3FRD, Fred. Go ahead, Fred. You got anything for the net? Okay, let's go to WT3C. Boy, what a great call sign. WT3C. Okay, who we got there? Go ahead and give us your name and anything for the net, sir. All right, nothing heard. How about Mike, K3DO? Hey, Mike, I know you've got to still be here. Come on. Give us something for the net, sir.
Well, good evening, Marty. I don't really have much to add to the net. It was a good net tonight. Good information there. And I noticed people that were really big in that parked them on the air, so maybe I'll have to let them know about the mines on the air and see what they do with that. So, but not much else. So I'm back over to you, Marty. This is K3DO.
Okay, Mike, thanks. And, you know, some of the clubs in the Maryland, D.C. area was actually doing Winterfest, too, so... You know, it's kind of snowy right now. There's no leaves on the trees. You can find these pilings where they might have had, you know, after the mining was done, there's typically these hills that don't look sort of out of place, or even some of these mines, you know, they've been covered up, or there might be residential areas now. But, you know, get in proximity. All the information is on there. Thanks again, Mike. Let's go to Stu, WI3J. Go ahead, sir. I see him on there, but he's not coming back. All right, let's move down the list. WB3V. There's another cool call sign. Go ahead, Bill. WB3V. All right, 5-second rule. Let's go to W3TJO, Julia Oscar. How about Tommy? You got anything for the next certain night?
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody. It's November 3, TJO, Tommy. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that next Saturday is the 10th annual Techno Swamp Fest at the National Electronics Museum in Linthicum. And while it's not exclusively amateur radio, there's usually a good deal of gear and electronics there to be had. That's all I have. N3TJO, back to net control.
Okay, Tommy, thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot that all completely. It just skipped my mind. I didn't stick it in the news at all. That's on the 23rd, is that correct? And what time does it start?
It runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they have a snow day of March 9th. It's there, 1745 West Nursery Road, Linthicum, Maryland.
Okay, thank you, sir, very much, and appreciate you adding that to the net. Let's go to N3RO, Rick. Well, I haven't seen you in a long time. I haven't seen or heard you on the air in a long time. Of course, I haven't been on. How about N3RO, Rick? Go ahead.
All right, good evening, Marty. And, I'm on 7 days a week, about 8 hours a day on HF, and I'm really radioactive. Anyway, in fact, I found a new weather net on HF, on CW. I check into now the Sunrise weather net on 7123 CW every morning at 8 o'clock. I've been enjoying that net. And still running the weather net in Frederick on Phil's repeater, 14673, every Thursday night at 7:30. We've had almost 48 different unique individual stations check into the net, even had stations as far away as the Philippines check in, and still going strong. We just added, we're trying a new experiment. We're adding the ARRL audio news at the end of the net. We did that for the first time yesterday. Haven't had any Skywarn activations officially, but the net is still going strong every Thursday night at 7:30. on 14673, either locally by RF or Echolink check-in. We do have check-ins from around the country. We have one regular check-in from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So it's a lot of fun. We discuss the weather both locally and skywarn procedures and formats, and we discuss snowboards and icing and climate change. So it's just we keep it going. So with that, Marty, back to you. This is N3RO, Frederick, Maryland.
Okay, Rick, thank you very much. Yeah, the WeatherNet Thursday on the ICF repeater system. Get over there and listen to those guys, okay? Good stuff, good stuff. Nice opportunity to share. And while I have a quick break here, there is an alert on the website, by the way. Any of you that might have received an email that said, hey, you know, one of our hams in the area and one of our clubs in the area, I'm not going to mention it here. Hey, by the way, we're collecting gift cards from Amazon. Buy the card, rub off the code, send me a picture of the card with the code, and we can provide other needy people with good things. It's a scam. Don't do it, okay? Just delete the email. Don't worry about it. It's not real, all right? And I put that on the website, and you should always check those things. Social media is great. Search it on the Internet. See if it's a scam. Don't reply. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to Kurt, WA3TOI. If you didn't see that, Rick, he says, please send me an email reminding me about your net. So that's what he wants, and he's next on my list. WA3TOI. Kurt, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and the rest of the net. Marty, it was good seeing you Friday a week ago at the Mobile Witcher stopping by. And now down to some business. The main thing I have tonight is, as I mentioned earlier in the text box, the Skywarn classes are back. Yay! At least for now. So if anybody's interested in some Skywarn classes, check out the Skywarn page on the Sterling National Weather Service website. Other than that, I've been wanting to check into Rick's net and just keep forgetting about it. But if he reminds me, I'll put it on my calendar. All righty. WA3TOI, back to you, Marty.
All right, very good to hear about that. And Kurt, why don't you send me some information about the classes starting up again, so I have it in my inbox, because I searched that for topics to me. I really appreciate it. Let's go to who have I forgotten? I have to keep track of this stuff. I got Bill. I'm all the way down here now to Rick. No, let me do this right, Rick. Wow. It's Kilo November 4, Mike Foxtrot Bravo, KN4, please tell us where you're at, KN4 MFB. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I'm down here in Miami, Florida. I'm just listening in for the first time.
Rick, I've got to ask, man. I'm the section manager, so I'm kind of nosy. How did you find us?
Actually, that's a good question, because it seems I can find stations randomly through the location search on Echolink. But when I'm looking for a specific station with a node number or anything, I can't find it. So this was a random find. Over.
Okay, Rick. Well, you know, it's been kind of warm up here for us in the north. I'm not sure where you're if that's where you're originally from, where you hail from, but up here north of the Potomac, the temperature, I think, got in the 60s today. We like to all feel the warmth of Florida. What's the temperature? I'm already getting Texas that says Bah Humbug. What's the temperature in your neck of the woods down there?
Oh, well, I'm not sure what it is now, but I do know when I was driving home, there was a two-digit number on my thermometer, and it started with an 8.
Okay, I put down 8-something, and all my notes for you, Rick. Hey, Rick, please come back and join us again. My name is Marty. I'm the section manager here. You can tell we got a great group here in Maryland, D.C., one of the most fantastic sections you'll ever meet. Please come. They're all texting you, Rick, like, rub it in, you know, great, good. Anyway, come back and join us in a month, will you? Third Friday, 8 p.m., we're looking forward to hearing from you. 7-3 is my friend. Thanks again. Have a good night. All right, let's move over to Pete.
B3JQQ.
B3NJK. Go ahead, Pete.
I'm having trouble here. All right, I guess this is, all right, there we go. Boy, having trouble there with the engaging the microphone. Good evening, Marty, and everybody on the net. Glad to be here, just checked in late. Recently back from a trip to Hawaii, and I had the opportunity that many people don't get to have of visiting a submillimeter radio telescope on Mauna Kea at about 14,000 feet. Truly awesome experience. Thin air, tough to breathe, but at the same time, it was a great clear day, and able to see good distances while there. With that, let me send it back to you from KB3NJK.
All right, very good, Pete. Yeah, I was out at Green Banks years ago before the old antenna fell down. I haven't been out there since. I got deployed to Puerto Rico for the disaster. I went over to Arecibo, but it was a mess, and there was really nothing to see because that really sort of sits in a bowl there. But I hope to go back again. Radio astronomy, cool stuff. Most people don't realize that like 70 megahertz is like the active one of the active frequencies, and you can even do radio astronomy. Maybe not a new FM radio. You might need an analog radio, but a tuned dipole connected to your FM radio, and listen to the static before the sun comes up, and then listen to the static after the sun comes up. There you go, Radio Astronomy 101. All right, thanks, Kurt. You sent me the email. All right, folks, it's getting closer to 9 o'clock. I'm just going to ask one more time, is there anyone I did not call? We'll do the do not calls first, and then we'll do the alibi second. Is there anyone that did not get called? Your call sign, please, and your name. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Echo Link conference bridge. We have hams from all over the state and other states. Rick, that would include you. And actually, we used to have a station check in from South Africa. He used to check in and record the net, and then he would use that audio to help him script out his nets over there, which I thought was kind of cool. We've had Great Britain, UK check in. We've had stations in Canada check in. So I guess we get some popularity there. Remember to visit and join the dialogue on social media. We're on Twitter at MDC. That's Maryland DC ARRL. That's the name. And you'll see stuff going on there. Matter of fact, I've been posting information about this weekend. If you've got a 2-meter radio, which you should, and or you have a SDR, one of those little dongles, you might want to tune it to 145.8. The International Space Station amateur radio is sending slow. So get yourself a ISS tracker online or on your smartphone or mobile app or laptop or desktop, whatever it is. Track it. Stick your radio on 145.800. Put the HT on the desk because you got to have the antenna kind of facing north. Turn on your slow scan TV decoder and walk away, believe it or not. I do the same thing. And then I come back, and I might actually have one or two partial pictures, but it's still pretty cool to get TV or to get signals from space. All right, do we have any alibis? Anybody would like to add anything to the net before we close for this evening? Your call sign, please. All right, in closing for the net, I'd like to say training, training, training. Not as many ham fests. There's no field days. you know, it's too cold out sometimes to do anything outside, and we're inside. Opportunity to do training. You'll see it in the section news. Get your ICS training started. As if you get started, you'll finish. Red Cross CPR or the AED training for, like, the defibrillators training there. You heard there's going to be other training in the area. Counties have training in CERT, which is your community emergency response teams. You heard Father Al, our section traffic manager, talk about training as well. There's a slow net on CW. Even if you even licensed a class to go to HF in that area, you might very well listen to it. It's good business. And many self-study courses all around. You have the FEMA courses. You've got the Morse code courses. So this is the time to train. You know, we're just a month or like 2 months from a spring season where you have storms and then hurricane season coming up. All right, folks, have a great evening. Thank you for joining us. To all of you and our section, to our section staff and our division staff, thank you very much for joining us. This will end the February session of the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net. Please bookmark, and if you don't get the mail, if you don't get the news via mail, go on the league website as a member, and you can have that forwarded to your email, okay? And if you're interested in joining the league, remember, they do have a program where you can join for, like, I think it's 90 days just to get your feet wet. Over 67 programs the league provides to its members, 67. So it's not just QST. 7-3s to all. Have a good night.